In the Park, narrated by Sabine, for Cubido, in collaboration with Sega. Watching by Nina. It was a hot day. I was sitting in the park in front of the cathedral. It was great being able to leave a stuffy office to enjoy lunch on a bench surrounded by little sparrows hopping about. Those hungry little eyes convinced me to break off a bit of my bread, sharing out some of my wealth. I cast my gaze over the people lying scattered across the grass, the loved-up couple, the elderly ladies clutching their handbags on their laps, the young boys sprinting away from their slightly hysterical mother. A beautiful young woman by the steps of the cathedral caught my eye. She was dressed all in white, and her long blonde hair tumbled down over her back. She disappeared into the cathedral. I stayed where I was and enjoyed the image of her in my mind. She had a way of carrying herself that really caught your attention, something that told you that there was something very special about her, something sly. I sat a while, contemplating how rare it is to find someone capable of grabbing your attention with nothing more than their presence. Lunchtime was over, and I had to tear myself away from the image. The next day I decided I wanted to see her again, so I made my way down through the cathedral park for lunch, letting the sparrows do their thing while I desperately searched for her. I wasn't particularly hopeful. We don't have many regular churchgoers in Norway, especially around her age. But she did come, exactly the same way, and headed into the cathedral. I chucked my packed lunch in the bin and entered the cathedral, trying my best to look like I fit in. She sat on a pew in the cool interior of the medieval cathedral. It was just her and the warm light shining from the chandeliers. She sat upright with a straight back. She tied her hair up into a knot, showing off her sleek neck and leading my eyes down towards her bare shoulders. Looking at her was a wonderful experience. I sat on the very back row, quiet as a church mouse, and simply enjoyed the sight of her, wondering who she was and why she was here. She sat for a while, as quiet as I was, before sighing heavily. Actually, it was more of a sorrowful moan. The sound filled the quiet room, and I was sure I saw the lights flicker in its breeze. She got up, calmly, and let her hair out, running her hands through it, before leaving. She didn't look in my direction as she left, but I could see that her eyes were glazed over and her cheeks were flushed. She looked content. I sat back down and wondered what on earth I was doing and who she was. For the next 2 days she was nowhere to be seen, but I felt a powerful force pulling me towards this beautiful creature. She'd awoken my curiosity. On the third day, with the sun shining, she came. But she wasn't alone. She was with a girl who was as dark as she was light. They smiled and laughed and went straight into the cathedral. I waited a while before following, trying to make my way silently through the heavy cathedral doors. I didn't sit down. Instead, I leant against one of the columns at the very back, hiding in the shadows.